The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a really warm welcome again to everybody. It's really nice to see you. It's a beautiful thing that we're doing, you know, regularly coming together and practicing. And, you know, it's good for our hearts. It's good for our communities to have people that practice in this way. So one of the benefits of doing practice, there's lots of benefits, but one of them is with mindfulness practice and with loving kindness practice, is that one of the benefits is that our relationship with perfection shifts. This idea that things need to be perfect, this idea that other people should behave perfectly, this idea that I should behave perfectly, our whole relationship to that our idea shifts with practice. So the struggle to be something else softens, the struggle to make others be how we think that they should be softens, and the struggle to be something else. You know, we might have some idea of how we should be, or not only as a person, but as a contributor to the community or something like this. Instead, so with a meditation practice, we learn that we can just meet the world, we can meet our experiences with our heart, with our mind, with our selves as it is. We can meet the world with our heart as it is, with all of the beautiful things that are there and all the blemishes, quote unquote, that are there. We can meet the world with how we are now, who we are now. And with meditation practice, we learn to trust in the body, trust that having some experiences of ease or some spaciousness or warmth is something that can really be a support and can help guide us in our lives. We learn to trust in our emotions, that when we're sad, to just allow sadness to be there as best we can. When we're feeling joyful, to allow the joy to be there without clinging, without pushing away sadness or anything else. And have, in general, a little bit less anxiety, or maybe not even a lot less anxiety or no anxiety about non-perfection. Maybe some of you know that in the Japanese, you know, now that word escapes me, but they kind of celebrate the non-perfection, and that some of the pottery, if it cracks, that they would line the crack with gold to highlight it, you know, that this to show that it's, you know, doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be exactly like every other piece of pottery, but it has its own uniqueness, its own value, its own beauty, just as it is, just as it is.
Wabi sabi.
Wabi sabi. Thank you, Nancy. So sometimes our searching for perfection, our looking for perfection, expecting perfection, wanting to have perfection is actually what prevents us from actually seeing it or experiencing it, seeing that the perfection that's already exists. And in fact, as our meditation practice grows and as maybe our experiences of depth and openness, we start to see perfection in non-perfection, so much so that in some kind of way, everything becomes perfect and is shining with a certain type of luminescence or beauty, just the way it is, just the way it is. So with loving kindness practice can really help soften this movement towards wanting things to be perfect or expecting things to be perfect or thinking that we have to be perfect. Instead, loving kindness practice is a way in which we can learn that we can have some warm-heartedness, have some love towards ourselves. With all our blemishes, with all our idiosyncrasies, with all our, I don't know, all of us, with all of all parts of ourselves. And then that just naturally bleeds out towards other people too. Like, oh yeah, just like me, who has anxiety in certain situations and gets expressed in this particular way, so do other people have anxiety and which gets expressed in a particular way. So our shift with our relationship with perfection, or maybe could even be a changing in our definition of perfection and seeing the beauty and the grace and the perfection with everything, with everyone. So if I can remember what Nancy said to help us with our guided meditation, take an alert, upright posture, either physically or literally, or metaphorically. A posture that expresses our intention to spend the next little while meditating, cultivating our heart, quieting our minds, whatever might happen. We might begin with taking 3 slow breaths, maybe exaggerated breaths, as a way to connect. Connect with our physical experience. And then allowing the breath to return to normal. And just feeling what it feels like to be here at this moment, to be sitting, or whichever posture you're in. Feeling the body in space. What tells you? How do you know you're in that physical posture? And just noticing what the body is offering to be noticed. Without struggling or trying too hard, but more opening, receiving the experiences, the physical sensations in the body. Then we can rest our attention on the sensations of breathing. Noticing the movement of the chest or the abdomen. Maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. And just hanging out with the sensations of breathing. Feeling the in-breath, the beginning, middle, and end. And a transition to the out-breath, which also has a beginning, middle, and end. When the mind wanders, we don't have to make it be a problem. Just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. So this practice, mindfulness of the body or mindfulness of breathing, can be an alternative to loving kindness practice. If ever it feels like the loving kindness practice is overwhelming or inappropriate, not the right thing to be doing right now, and then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, a being for whom it's easy to feel warmth, love, care, respect, benevolence, goodwill. And having this lovable being in mind, whether it's an imagined puppy, kitten, baby, or somebody you know, maybe somebody you don't know. Can repeat these phrases to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Some people like to coordinate the phrases with their breath. Doing it in the same pace as their breathing. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Some people also find it helpful to a little corner of the mind to be resting in the chest area. Suffusing perhaps that area with some warmth and openness. Where we might imagine the heart center is. Or maybe there's a sense of ease or openness somewhere else in the body that can be a support. Can we allow our hearts and minds to rest in this cultivating of loving kindness, this warm-heartedness, this well-wishing? And then to build on this loving kindness, to expand it to ourselves. Of course, we're going to include ourselves. So bringing to mind either the felt experience, what it's like to be here right now, or perhaps an image of yourself, an image that it's easy enough to cultivate loving kindness. Some people like to choose a photo that they remember from when they were a child. Some people like to use how they are now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. With all my foibles, quote unquote, with all my beautiful aspects, blemishes, quote unquote, with all parts of myself, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. We don't have to wait until we think we're perfect. We are already perfect. And then to expand our loving kindness again, this time towards a neutral person, somebody that we don't know. Somebody that we don't have a relationship with. Bring this person to mind as best you can, specific individual as opposed to an abstract idea. And to wish those people that we don't even know have some warm-heartedness towards them. Recognizing that they have their own foibles and difficulties and beauties, just like we do. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If you feel the warm-heartedness draining out or slipping away, You're welcome to go back to a lovable being, kind of like dip back in, so to speak. Might take a little extra effort to be with the neutral person. Can you apply that little bit of effort without pushing or struggling? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we can do some equanimity practice to help support this practice. And for this one, bring to mind somebody who's just a little bit annoying, irritating, not the most difficult person. And for this practice, we have a different phrase. Bring into mind somebody that you do have a relationship with, but and you care about, but they're a little bit irksome. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then in the last minute or so of this meditation session, which practice feels like the right practice for you to do right now? Mindfulness of the body or breathing? Loving kindness for a lovable being, for yourself, neutral person? Equanimity practice? Or you could just stay with the equanimity practice. It's not meant to be troublesome to decide. And then to end this meditation period, feel your feet on the ground, the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. This idea of a shift in our relationship with perfection, no longer chasing it, no longer expecting it, and in some ways seeing perfection everywhere with everything. It's part of the fruits of meditation practice. Loving kindness practice helps with opening our hearts, even though we might initially feel like, oh, this isn't quite right, but to open our hearts anyway, and then to see how what the imperfection that kind of shifts itself, that morphs and changes. So it can be nice to talk about some of these ideas with other people, and to maybe protest or explore some of these ideas. I'm going to put you into groups. There'll be three or four people in a group. And this is not that you have to tell your whole life story or tell a long story about perfection. But instead, the invitation here is just to say one comment, two comments or something, and then let it go to the next person. And then while the next person is speaking, everybody's doing listening practice, and then it goes to the next person, listening practice. And then it comes back around to you, and maybe you have something more to say. Something now that you've heard other people. So this way as a community, we can kind of like create something, explore something together and allow ourselves to be touched and influenced by each other. So we will meet for 12 minutes and we'll do this that the last digit in your phone number, your favorite phone number, the phone number that you use the most, the last digit, we'll go in numerical order by that. So whoever has one is their last digit goes first. If there's more than one of you that has one, you can talk about the perfection of more than one number showing up at the same time. That could be the starting point, maybe. Okay, have fun. Oh, let's see, wait, sorry, I need to just do this here. Yeah, okay, here we go. Bye-bye. And then let's see, oh, and I'll unmute us all. So that we can say goodbye. So, goodbye and thank you.
Bye,
Diana.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Diana. Thank you.
See you all.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, Nancy.
Thanks. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Clay. Thanks, Trudy.
Oh, thank you, Diana.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Especially Trudy.
Anna,
thank you.
Diana, one of the things I shared in my small group was that in a teller's cage, once I saw a sign that said, one of the great things about being imperfect is the joy it brings to others. And
yes, of course. Of course.
It's always stayed with me because I thought it was just.
Yes. Yes, the joy it brings out. Yes, that would be right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like the gold on the crack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.